Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called The Three Words to Add to Your Craigslist Listings That'll Have Experts Diagnosing All Kinds of Problems for Free, and Other Marketing Tips for Making and Saving Hundreds per Month on Craigslist. Look, I don't spend a ton of time on Craigslist. Maybe twice a month my sons and I will go garage sailing on Saturdays. I get to spend time with my kids, teach them valuable hands-on business lessons while helping them establish their PayPal and credit scores for when they get older. But we wouldn't do it if we weren't making money. Without really trying, we make hundreds of dollars per month. We also save hundreds of dollars per month on Craigslist by using the site to find experts from everything from air conditioning services and tutoring to specialty website help. Don't spend money that you don't have to. Many experts work on the side for cheap, and Craigslist is how you find them. So in this audio interview, you'll hear my latest Craigslist money-making stories and saving stories, including the three words I've been adding to some of my ads because whenever I use them, tons of experts respond right away and diagnose my problems for free. You'll hear why it's almost always worth the time it takes to throw the free stuff you see on the side of the road into your trunk, and the one simple trick for getting the things that won't fit into your car home safely. You'll hear the little-known gold in an old dishwasher. Don't trash it until you take these out because they're an easy $85. You'll hear why you should stop spending $75 an hour to drive your kids to a tutoring center and instead use Craigslist to have a credentialized teacher come to your home for as low as $15 per hour. That's what we do. Here's the process we use to find someone knowledgeable, reliable, and safe. You'll also hear a little story of the athletic model I hired for my weightedhands.com website and product at about 1/6 of the price most people pay. My website looks great. Here's how I use Craigslist to find him and why he was more than happy with the deal. You'll hear how I determine value and price points for everything from the free stuff you win on the radio to the random stuff you find at garage sales like vintage t-shirts and posters. Look, if you keep your eyes open for deals, you'll be surprised at the good stuff people give away for free or next to it. I constantly make a quick $75 here and there just from wheeling free stuff to my house from curb alerts in my neighborhood. I really only spend a few minutes a week to make an extra few hundred dollars per month without really trying, and you can do it too. And in this audio, you'll hear how. Now let's get going. I have some news stories that we haven't talked about, and for anyone listening, they're not huge money makers, but Craigslist is not just about making money, it's about saving money. So these examples will give any listener ideas of how I use it and how I find great people to help me out around the home with tutoring and with business services and even with selling and buying. So we'll go through some of the stories, and I'll start with the most recent one. On Saturdays, I still go with my kids every once in a while, not every Saturday, two weekends out of the month. We'll drive around and look for garage sales, and this was about 2 months ago. I was driving around in my neighborhood, and I saw this beautiful vintage Mexican hand-carved headboard. And it was stained like a red color, and it was really cool. And I originally bought it because I was going to make some kind of bench with it. So it was a headboard. I paid $30 for it, and then I had it sitting on the side of the house, and I'm like, I'm probably never going to make anything with it. And I just decided to put it up on Craigslist. And it took about 2 months to sell, but finally the right caller called. She asked if I still had the headboard. She came by the house, and I was able to sell it for $100. I had it listed for $175. I was kind of anxious to get rid of it, so when she offered me $100, I didn't argue, and I helped her load it in the car, and she drove away, and that was my most recent Craigslist story. Have you done any Craigslist at all in the last 3 or 4 months?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, on Saturday morning, a couple weeks ago, my wife goes out and has a meeting in the morning, and she had called me from her cell phone, and she said, "Hey, Mike, up the street, there's a free bed sitting in the yard. Go check it out." So I drove up the street. It took me 1 minute to get there, and sure enough, there is a beautiful wood frame to a bed. Now, we have bunk beds
in one of my son's rooms, so I recognized that it was the top part of a bunk bed, and I looked at it, and she had not taken it apart. So I had to go back home, get my power drill, unscrew the little slats that the mattress would go on. It took me about 5 minutes, and then I disassembled the bed, and I put it into the trunk of my car and brought it home. And then I had a couple guys who were doing some work from me over at the house who, ironically, I found on Craigslist, assemble the bed. We took pictures of it. Now, this didn't cost me anything but about 5 minutes of time and just taking possession of the bed. And then I put it up on Craigslist for $60. And then a very nice couple who had a daughter who was crawling out of her crib called, and they came by and gave me $60 for the bed that I found free on the side of the road. And I bet there's not a person listening to this who doesn't see free stuff on the side of the road. And they don't even give it a second chance that it may have some value to someone. And it only takes a moment to just stop the car, open up the trunk, and put the item in your trunk. If you don't have the ability to bring it home, you can put an ad on Craigslist and pay someone in the neighborhood $10 or $15 to go take their truck and bring it home for you. Once you have it in your possession and you have a place to store it for a little bit and you can take a picture and get it up on Craigslist, time is on your side. Eventually, you're going to find a right buyer. Now, I'll give you another little free on the side of the road story. And we talked about the value of the racks that come in dishwashers in one of our previous interviews. I believe it was with you. So up on the side of the road, right in my neighborhood, was a dishwasher sitting in the front of the road. It said free. I stopped my car because I had already sold the racks to our own old vintage dishwasher when we were remodeling the house. I put the dishwasher up for sale, but the gentleman who came and bought it paid me $85, but all he wanted was the racks. Because old racks for dishwashers are extremely expensive if you find them from the manufacturer. Many manufacturers don't even manufacture them anymore. And people's racks break and they rust, and then there's always people who have an old model dishwasher who are looking for those racks. So I already knew that there was value in those racks. So when I pulled over, I had to open the door to the dishwasher and hold it down, and I had to figure out how to get the damn racks off. That took me about 10 minutes. But I was persistent. I was able to get the racks out of the dishwasher. I took the basket that came with it, shoved it in the trunk of my car, posted the dishwasher up on eBay, and I sold it for $85. It was an $85 bill sitting on the side of the road because I knew that there was value in those racks, where everyone else would look at it as junk. Just like the person who put it on the side of the road had no clue that there was value in their old dishwasher. So things people think has no value, you got to think again. And all you have to do is go onto eBay and simply Google the model number and see what's been selling with that dishwasher. And then that's another good example of something free on the side of the road. Now, when I take my boys to school, we listen to a radio station called 103, and at 7 o'clock, they do this thing called the Daily Download, and they're always giving away free stuff from the radio station. And my sons call in right at 7 after the most popular downloaded song is played, and we win all the time. So just the beginning of this month, we won tickets to the Blue Angels Miramar Air Show. And we weren't going to go because it's such a rat race there. The lines are huge. It takes a lot of traffic and takes a long time to get there. So I put the ad up on Craigslist for the two tickets to the Miramar Air Show for $15. I had a call that day, and I had the lady actually PayPal me the $15, and I dropped the tickets off at a UPS store and just had her come pick them up. I didn't even have to meet her personally. So if you're winning stuff on the radio and the tickets have value, put them up on Craigslist. There's always someone who wants to go. Here's another example. We've always had tutors for our sons with school. And so, you know, school just started at the end of August, so we're back into the rhythm of everything with school. And we had a great tutor who was with us for a couple years, but she is going back to her hometown. And so I needed to put another ad, so I went into Craigslist, and I found the old ad that I originally got her with, and I just reposted the ad. And I got a call from a gentleman, 22-year-old kid, who's a teacher up in North County, super nice, and he's been working out perfectly. The times work out perfectly. He's great with the kids. And normally, you go to a tutoring place. Many parents all over the country are paying $75 an hour for tutors, and you have to go to their facility to tutor the kids. It's unbelievable how much money a tutor can cost. But this guy, we're paying $15 an hour, and he's more than happy. He just invoices me every week, and he's here exactly when we need him. And it just goes to show you that there's people who like to teach, that the money really isn't a huge issue, and it's ongoing extra cash for him, and so that was a real find. So anyone who needs tutors and help for their kids, many parents believe that it's so expensive, but it's not. All you need is one or two responses. You can ask for references. You can always meet them in a public place before you bring them to meet the kids. You can get a good idea by talking to them on the phone, what they're like, and this guy's worked out beautifully so far for us. Now, speaking of other professional services, there's the gig section in Craigslist where you can find talent. Now, I've been manufacturing these things called weighted hands. Have you seen any of my stuff on the weighted hands?
Look at both of your websites. Cool.
Did you see the new website recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that guy, you saw that muscle man in the front? When's the last time you've been there? Do you remember?
Well, it's probably been, maybe a couple weeks, I suppose.
I've had the site up for a couple weeks, but I did a professional photo shoot. So these are two Craigslist stories. I needed a professional photographer, put an ad up in the gig section on Craigslist, found the corporate photographer, and I already used him for my send-off loop product, and he was fantastic. He wasn't dirt cheap. He wasn't using like a cell phone or a little Kodak camera or a Canon. He was a professional. He had all his own equipment. We had to rent out a studio. He understood lighting. And so I'd already used him once, but I found him on Craigslist, so I was able to get professional photography done at a very reasonable rate. And then I needed an athletic model to model the heavy hand weights. And I put an ad up on Craigslist under the talent gigs, and I had two responses, one from this guy. He sent me all his pictures, and he was perfect, and he was the guy I used. I ended up paying him $30 an hour. And he was there for about 3 hours, and I gave him more. I think I gave him $150 for the day. But this photographer said a professional model usually charges $700 to $900 for a photo shoot. So I got a really good deal on that, and the model was happy because he gets to use some of these pictures for his portfolio, and he really liked the product. So, yeah, when you get a chance, go to weightedhands.com. Check out all those photos. This photographer did a phenomenal job.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
Another quick story. We had our old GE Monogram stainless steel countertop microwave oven. Now, we got this oven when we purchased our high-end, huge GE Monogram refrigerator and oven. And this was the microwave that came with it. We didn't need this microwave, so it's been sitting at storage at my wife's parents' house. So we finally got it out of their garage, and it's a huge thing. I stuck it up on eBay, and it didn't take long to sell. I think I got $150 for it. Microwave ovens you're not going to get too much for, but if it's a brand model that someone's looking for, they'll pay a little bit more. So another great little story. For anyone who's got old appliances sitting around, don't take them to the dump. Don't put them on the street. Put them up on eBay or put them up on Craigslist. Someone may be looking for it, even if it's only for parts. Anyone who has problems with their air conditioning and their heating in their home, Craigslist is just swarming with all kinds of service professionals. And we had problems with our air conditioning. It wasn't coming on, and had a very knowledgeable air conditioning professional respond to the ad. And he came out and solved our problem for about $60. Now, if we had called one of those big air conditioning places that advertise all over the place, you're going to pay probably 6-7 times that. This was a guy who worked for one of those companies, and he did odd jobs after hours. And another way for someone to save money using Craigslist. Additionally, if you have a problem with your air conditioning or your oven or your electricity and you don't know what the problem is, Craigslist can be a great tool because these guys are more than willing to help. So you can say, advice needed on my air conditioning, my AC unit isn't coming on, or it only comes on at night, what do you think the problem could be? And you will get a ton of these AC guys diagnosing your problem for free, and they'll be emailing you. And then they'll diagnose it, tell you what you need, and they say, well, if you need me, give me a call. So there's a lot of helpful people on Craigslist, too, to help you solve your problems around the home, rather than you having to go to one of the big retail outfits. I mean, I'm sure you can think of something that's going on in your home where you have to end up calling one of the professionals, and it's
absorbently. I've already thought about looking for advice on Craigslist in that way.
Yeah, it's a great thing to do. You know, I'm not sure about your location, but certainly here in San Diego. We've talked about some of the money we've made, me and the kids, from going to Comic-Con, you know, Comic-Con that occurs every year in September. So I wanted to go to Comic-Con. First of all, this thing sells out in the first hour. I posted an ad for tickets wanted, and I found a guy who worked for Comic-Con, and he had extra tickets. And I was able to buy them off of Craigslist. And then on the last day before we left, once you get tickets and you get in, you get these passes that go around your neck. Comic-Con lasts Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So on Sunday, the last day, we were ready to get out of there, and I posted an ad on Craigslist that I had three passes, one adult and two children, for the remaining Sunday. And I had a guy who wanted them. I had my cell phone with me. We met him at the hotel and sold the passes for $80. So it wasn't a free trip to Comic-Con, but by reselling the passes, we were able to save significantly. Another one of the winnings that we won by calling the radio station in the morning, we won tickets to the Del Mar County Fair. And we already had tickets, so I was able to sell those tickets on Craigslist for $10, which was another nice little deal. Oh, here's another story. We've done a story about me finding a free lawnmower in the neighborhood. Well, my buddy Marty was biking around my neighborhood, and he stopped by and he told me there was a free lawnmower and two free weed whackers at a certain house. And I just walked up. I got the lawnmower. It was an electric lawnmower. There was a free sign on it. I rolled it home, and I put it up on Craigslist, and I sold it for $75. The guy came over, just plugged it in, showed him that it worked, and that was it. Free money on the street. Another winning in the morning, we won on the radio station this ridiculous obstacle course. It was called the Ridiculous Obstacle Course Challenge. It's a $50 registration. We weren't going to go to it, and I ended up selling those on Craigslist, too. That was an easy little $20. And then another example for a business service, my HMA system is hosted on a server called Business Catalyst, which is a little different. And there's not too many people who know how to work Business Catalyst. It's owned by Adobe. And I really needed an expert who understood the back-end control panel because I needed to update it. And I was lucky enough, I found someone here in San Diego, posted that on Craigslist, need Business Catalyst expert. And she's now my go-to girl for working on the back-end site of my first HMA client site. So again, some of these stories may seem trivial, but I'm not doing Craigslist and eBay as a full-time living, but I am continuing to do it really for my own personal life. Now, I have a friend who's really got into eBay and Craigslist and yard sales, and he's making a fortune. I'm so proud of him. He's buying and selling all kinds of stuff. But I would encourage anyone listening, these stories are just proof that you too can make an extra $50 or $100 a week, and for a lot of people listening to that, $400 a month, it could mean a lot. It adds up. And you really don't have to go out of your way to earn this kind of money. You just got to be open to it. And those are my most recent stories.
Yeah, thanks for sharing those. Do you find that your enjoyment of finding a treasure, that that's worth as much or more than the money?
Oh, absolutely. It's all about the deal. You know, it's all about the accomplishment of just doing it. That's the fun of it, you know? It's like a treasure hunt. You never know what you're going to find. You just never know. So, yeah, that is the fun of it, and, you know, it's something I can do with my boys. And my kids, I'm sure, will grow up doing this. When they have kids, they're going to be pickers. There's no doubt.
What are the ages of your boys now?
12 and 14.
So do you find them initiating finds, looking for things, or alerting you to check into things?
Not yet. You know, my younger one will say, let's go do some garage sales. He's really good. But we'll also go to the swap meet. There's other stories I have when we go to the swap meet where we find good stuff and we can resell as well. I remember my son, who just went into high school, needed a grafting calculator. And we went to the office supply place, and this Texas Instrument TI-13 was $100. And so when I saw how expensive that was, we were at the swap meet, and we were looking through some stuff, and we found a graphing calculator for $5. It was an older one, but I put that up on eBay, and we sold that for $20. You know, a lot of it is just the knowledge of knowing what stuff has value. Everything has some value. And then we're still making money off of our posters. Do you remember me telling you when we found all those old vintage 1970s and 80s posters from September 2 years ago?
I remember the story. I don't remember the details, but I remember you telling me about it.
Well, I still have these posters up on eBay. There's this one poster I finally sold. It was a vintage beer poster. It's called Beer Bust or Better. It's kind of like a girly pinup. And I remember this when I was a kid. And I finally sold that thing for $100. Here's another little eBay ad. When I had gone to a garage sale, there was a guy in my neighborhood, and he worked for one of the skateboard manufacturing companies, and I bought a ton of his t-shirts, vintage skateboard t-shirts. I must have bought 20 of them for $1 a piece. And I put some of them up on Craigslist. One, it was called Vintage Gold Wings Army Trucks. This was a manufacturer of trucks, the trucks that your skateboard wheels attach to. I sold that thing for $25. A used shirt. And we've talked about some of the value in old concert t-shirts. Another poster. I didn't even know what this thing was. It was called Dirty Pair Kai Yuri anime poster. It was anime, that Japanese anime. And I had that up for a while, but finally the right buyer came along and offered me $30 for it. And then I continue to sell my heavy hands and weighted hands weights on eBay as well. But, you know, it's just all good fun and good money. And I'm helping my kids build up a history on eBay and PayPal because it takes a while. It's like establishing credit. You can't just get an eBay and PayPal account and sell stuff because PayPal won't release your money. You have to have a certain feedback on eBay. You have to build up a reputation. And so anyone who's considering selling on eBay, you're going to need PayPal. You better get started now. Even if you're selling little dinky stuff around the house, you got to get your feedback. You got to prove that you're honest and that you ship the items that you sell, or you will not have access to your money. That's real important. So I've got feedback for both my kids. They each have accounts on PayPal and eBay. And the stuff that they find, we put up on their accounts, and they get to earn some extra money and, you know, selling their things. And they're starting to build up some credit with eBay and PayPal. And that's important as well. So that's about it.
How's your send-off loop going?
Send-off loop, it's going good. I've sold total about 5,000 loops. These aren't all individually. These are like larger orders. I signed an exclusive deal with a buying group in the specialty advertising industry. And he's talking a big game. It's still very early. It's only been 30 days, but I've got samples going out to some of their partners, and I know I've got some big players looking at it. I just haven't popped those big orders yet, but it will take time, and I'm going to be doing some direct mail very shortly. I'm just waiting on my envelopes and going to get a mailing list, and I'm going to start doing my own marketing, but it's going to go. It isn't overnight, but I got my manufacturing down. I've got some good artwork and some good packaging, and it's progressing. I look at it, it's going to be an income producer for ongoing, you know, for 10, 15, 20 years. I mean, I think about my pen business, my invisible ink pen business. I'm still selling accounts that I had 18 years ago, accounts that I had when I was single, when I was in an apartment down in Pacific Beach. So the send-off loop, you know, I've got some patent applications submitted, some good intellectual property that will protect me for here in the United States. And I think it'll be an ongoing little moneymaker.
That is a great idea.
Yeah, it's simple. You got to hustle it like anything. So I really haven't gotten it into the hands of a lot of people. I do have this exclusive arrangement with the specialty advertising industry. I know he's got the potential to sell a lot of them. I know for a fact he's sold millions of units of other similar specialty advertising items. He told me it's going to take a while. I'm keeping the faith. It's not going to happen overnight, but something's going to pop. That's just for the specialty advertising industry. I can still sell the loop to anyone outside of that industry. All right, well, I guess you got to get back to work. Clayton, it was good talking to you again. I thank you for reaching out and letting me nail down this interview again.
I enjoyed visiting with you and appreciate the opportunity.
All right, Clayton, let's keep in touch. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
That's the end of my updated deals I've been doing on Craigslist. I hope you found it helpful. And for more great stories on how I make money on Craigslist and eBay, go to Michael Sinoff's hardtofindseminars.com product page and look for our Craigslist special. Thanks for listening.